Now this is a dictation for Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, Zucker, Z-U-K-E-R, December 1950, addresses a letter to Dr. Nisha Vashista, 174301. Dear Nisha, follow up for Mr. Zucker. He goes by Joe. Underlying diabetic nephropathy, chronic renal failure, and hypertension last visit in September. Weight appetite stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, sang nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no edema, ulcers, no claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, denied chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no use of oxygen, review system is otherwise negative. Medication list review on losartan. Recently started on bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis. Next paragraph, blood pressure 136.85, weight 182. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries. From February, elevated potassium 5.2, metabolic acidosis close to 16, a normal sodium. Creatinine at 2.1 for a GFR of 30, that's a stage 3-4, is stable over time. A normal calcium albumin phosphorus, anemia 12.7, no monoclonal protein, a normal B12 folic acid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3-4, appears stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension. Next number, hyperkalemia. Discuss about the importance of restricted potassium diet. I would not like to change the losartan. He is benefiting for diabetic nephropathy. We will monitor over time. He understands the risk of high potassium, including weakness, respiratory paralysis, arrhythmia. Next number, metabolic acidosis, started on replacement. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. No monoclonal protein, normal B12 folic acid. No immediate need for EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.